Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, y'all tuned in to another episode of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. We are live with Cesare. I'll allow you to introduce yourself, bro. Hey, man, everything good, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm blessed, man. So I'm enjoying myself right now. I appreciate you having me on. Shout out to everybody listening.
Yes, sir. Salute to you, brother. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
What's going on, world? Well, my name is Cesare. You know, it's my government as well as my stage name. So definitely, you know, something to try to get you familiar with.
There you go. There you go. Now, we're speaking with Cesare. He one of the top, I would say, Texas R&B. Are you R&B? Is that the genre you fall under?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. R&B, soul, you know, soul, hip-hop, we just kind of all the way around. Really versatile, but yeah, R&B would be the primary.
If we had to put you in a section, in a box, we would say R&B. So, Cesare just dropped this dope, seductive for the ladies R&B single for the up-and-coming album, The Perfect Stranger. The song and the video is called Love Muscle. So we're going to get into that because that sounds like a topic to talk about. Love muscle. But before we get into it, for anybody who like want to know any background about you and really dig into your background, I want to ask a few questions, like about who would be your top five, R&B artists.
Man, top five, that'd be hard. But I'm gonna say, of course, Kells. You know, I just always like the dynamics of presence that R. Kelly, you know, just brought to the whole industry and the versatility factor, everything. So R. Kelly would definitely be one.
The Godfather. So with Kells, what's your favorite? Like, what really like spoke to you? Was it like Trapped in a Closet? Was it Bump and Grind? What is it about Kells?
Man, well, honestly, man, Kells just made, even at a young age, man, I was real young when, you know, we just kind of got on, you know, Kelly, man. I mean, like, elementary, junior high, and I don't know if this is good to say, but it's like the presence that it brought to the female population that I've seen, to where it's just like, damn, like, you know, the way women react to R. Kelly, you know, the music and, you know, the longevity of it. It's like, I feel a lot of the longevity was because, you know, it was like Tupac told Biggie, bring that music for the women, and everything else will follow. And that's pretty much what it was, man. And I just saw it, you know, and it was just in a league of its own, his music. So I definitely was always a fan of it. Yeah.
Who else we got on the list?
Let me see, man. More so, I'm trying to think as far as like artists. Now, group wise, it was always strong with groups. You know, Jodeci was always a top. Just the whole with Jodeci. The whole overall. Yeah, and it's hard to break them down. It's just the whole overall of Jodeci. And it kind of just started going to the groups, man. So it would be Jodeci. It would be Silk. You know, I think Silk had one of the best dynamic voices of, you know, tempo holding and you know, colliding their voices together when they harmonizing, man. It was just the greatest to me. So, you know, the group Silk was definitely a top.
So your favorites are kind of like in the 90s realm, like H-Town.
Yeah.
You know, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
definitely,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm gonna say, you know, CB kind of, he kind of holding that torch for me too. You know, Chris Brown, man, up in this new era, because he versatile as well. Like, I like versatile music, you know what I mean? If I can kind of get different tone sets when I listen to you and just takes me in different directions. So I always respect the Chris Brown for that, because it's like I never know what type of music he go drop. So, you know, I like unpredictable music. And
you really can't put him in a box. You know, because he might rap, he might sing, he might songwrite for somebody else.
Yeah. So, so it was all that thing always will captivate to me. You know, I feel like he's going to be a legend, you know, when it's over. So he definitely one I would put in that top five as well. Most definitely.
So some of the cats that we just named, are these some of your inspirations? Like, when you started writing, you were inspired by them. Like, how did you begin, and what inspired you?
Well, my most inspiration, man, it came, like, I used to do a lot of rapping. Like, we was actually with a group back in Dallas a few years ago. You know, we actually had a development with Jive, but it didn't go through because we was young, and it was, like, a lot of clashing as far as, you know, everybody wanted to be Eddie Kane in a rap group, so... You know, it was just a head bump, man. So, you know, So we was was able to hook up through this company that did a lot of work with Erykah Badu, in which Erykah Badu took a strong liking to us. You know, she from the city, and so she actually had an introduction for us. But like I said, we was young, man. We couldn't even get it together as far as to even just get past the development stage. And so it kind of, you know, from that point, I feel like I had one of the strongest passions of music. Like, I didn't want to let it go, which everybody else was kind of like, man, it is what it is. But even within the group, you know, I was more so doing, you know, writing majority of all the songs and singing the hooks. And that was more that was captivating to everybody. And so I just kind of kept going from there, you know, where I was like, man, I'm just going to turn it straight R&B. You know, I'm going to just kind of get away from the rapping. Plus, I was kind of losing my passion with a lot of the rap scene. So, you know, I kind of just took it that direction. Here I am.
Well, you grew up in a family full of soul singers, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Everybody, moms, pops, uncles, aunts, grandmas. Yeah, you know, definitely the church, the choirs, but it was always soul for like everybody's song. That's, you know, family reunions, family get together, man. We probably go around the whole circle and everybody just take turns singing. So it was embedded into them.
So, Cesare, tell that story about your first time in the booth, actually going to sing this chorus for your homeboy. How did that come about, man? How was that feeling?
Well, it wasn't this one. Well, actually, because this was like before I was actually brought into the group. So I used to just kind of, we sit around, everybody, you know, rap or whatever. So I picked up on rapping from, you know, watching them rapping. It was just a love for it. So, you know, these cats, of course, they was older than me. And so I had some songs I just used to write, just writing on them, you know. And so one of my partners, you know, he just pretty much actually seen my spiral, and he was like, man, run this to me. And I started running it. But, you know, at that time, you know, everybody was straight street cats. So, like, I didn't really want to run nothing that was like a R&B-ish. And I was just like, yeah. But he was like, run it to me. So when I started to sing and harmonizing, it was like, damn, bro, that actually sounds good, man. And then it was like one of the songs that they wanted to start using, and it actually just got me my foot in the door. And I was like, well, shit, man, you know, I got some raps too. But they was kind of always putting me towards like, man,
right,
you need to do some R&B, you know. And yeah, that just gave me the biggest boost of confidence, man. Like, it kind of opened up that door for me to be like, let me just keep writing. Yeah, it helped out more than anything.
That's a dope story, dude.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Everybody starts somewhere. That was kind of like my start.
How long ago was that? What year was that?
I want to say it was probably early in the new millennium, man. You know, I probably want to say like 2000, 99, 2002, because, yeah, like I said, I was way younger, you know. I was real young, so I want to say probably 99, 2000. Man, before then, it was just always of it, you know. Like, I've always sung. I just kind of sung in different atmospheres. But I always knew, like I said, growing up on Kelly, you know, listening to Kelly, it was always easy to sing R&B, you know, especially to get the girls. Like, that was just
That's what I was thinking. Like, yeah. He factored that on in there. Like, go ahead and sing his songs.
that was the top, man. It was like, you know, it had its moments, man, where sometimes it kind of drain you, because it's like people, you know, women are getting calling out of time, like, sing to me, man. It's like, oh, man. But, I mean, you know,
Go ahead, sing, girl.
Man, and I'm talking about three-way calling with the best friend and the best friend friend, and just like, listen to him sing, man. So it was, you know, and at that moment, man, I was real good with mimicking, like, artists, you know. Like, I was singing whoever, trying to sing it in their voice and everything. And it was like, oh, shit, you know, like, yeah, you know, Cesare can sing, you know. And it kind of took its path from there. That there just kind of really grabbed a hold of my passion, just to kind of see what R&B, like, literally done to you know, just to people, like the soulness of the way it touches people. And it was like, man, this is amazing, you know. And
so,
yeah, that built my passion.
So fast forward to now, 2017, what we just talked about from early 2000s leads you into that path of singing R&B and songwriting. Like, inspired from like things you've heard, like R. Kelly, you know, love songs, like songs like you have, like Body Rock and the one that we're gonna talk about, Love Muscle. So tell us about Love Muscle and how that songwriting process came about and what the inspiration behind the song is.
Oh man, it's crazy. I was I took a trip, man. So I kind of took a step back. Like if people pay attention, like to Body Rock is kind of a couple of years older, actually, as well as Love Muscle, it came a little bit afterwards. But I kind of stepped away from the music because I started to put my career together, and then I was finishing my degree program. So around this time, it was just a whole level
Congrats
of everything.
That,
but I appreciate that, man. And so I took a trip to Florida. I love Florida. Took a trip to Florida. I ended up hooking up with an old friend. A woman I actually met in Atlanta. She was a attorney I met at this event thing, and so we actually just kicked it. It got so bad when I was out there in Florida. It rained the whole time. It was like terrible, man. Like the weather, but we kicked it. I was able to, chill within a high rise or whatever. So it was literally like a whole 3-day process of like us just the relaxation, kicking it, everything, And that's how I created the title for my LP that I'm releasing in 2018, because she said it to me. She like, man, you like the perfect stranger. And it was just like, and then at the same time, it was like with all our engaging and everything that we've done, it was like, oh my God, I'm so in love with your love. It was like, I promise you, and it just, me, I kind of write a part to like shit that, stuff that's heard that I heard that's given to me. And when she said it, I was like, man, I was going to just write a whole song about this weekend. I like to write story mode songs. And so that's how I came about with Love Muscle. So I was really, if you listen to it, it's like a day one, day two, day three. And it's, it's based on a true story. That's why I said in there, it's based on a true story. It's like,
word.
A whole 3 days of pleasure, and yeah, that's really the origination of it, man. That's the first time I ever really told that story too.
Exclusives. You only hear it here. You heard it here.
Yeah.
Love Muscle. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce that joint. We're gonna play it live right now, and then we're gonna come back and talk more about the Perfect Stranger album.
Oh yeah. Well, definitely, man. Well, this here is my first single off the LP coming 2018, The Perfect Stranger. Here it is, Love Muscle. Hope y'all enjoy.
Based on a true story, inspired by extravagant weekend, and I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah. Been knowing that the chance is coming in. Phone conversations to you here. Wondering was your boy for real or just a brag, baby? I'ma show you different than you had. Turn around. Show you what's the difference when we play. Have your moaning, ooh, Chesare. Remember what we discussed. Grace of my love, my soul.
My.
Make you up and take you down. Now we gotta take it slow.
Yeah,
when you want a heart of strong, I'll see. Like you want to learn from me.
You
want a heart of strong, I'll the difference from the boys and the men. Play, but they won't please you like I can. Give you every inch until you
back. Hey, that right there was Cesaray with this new song, Love Muscle. Just dropped a video for it. Check it out on YouTube or check it out on USA Blog Network very, very soon.
Yes.
That's off the new album, The Perfect Stranger. Boy, that was hot.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Joe. Joe. Man, yeah. The singing, the songwriting, off the chain, bro. That concept is ill, especially when you explained it, the backstory to it. That's gonna draw people in, man. That's gonna lure the listener in big time.
Oh yeah. You know, people love a good story, man, and I seen, I noticed that as well.
That shit's hot.
I appreciate that, man.
So you just dropped the video to Love Muscle. Who directed that? And explain the concept of the shots.
Well, it was this directing team, Clear Motion Film. Shout out to Clear Motion Film. They out of actually out of Cali, out of LA. Pretty much just seen a lot of work he done. I kind of liked his eye for it and how he was doing it. So pretty much how the concept of the video, man, I'm a strong thinker. You know, one of my majors is psychology, man. I just like to think. So I realized a lot of things that kind of catched my eye with videos is actually if it's something that I can look at and try to understand it, you know, with movies and everything. So I kind of wanted to go a format opposed than just the regular normal singing video, and I kind of want to give it that concept of something that's happening, you know, and that's with the model that I got. Actually, you know, shout out to her, Miss Red Rose. She's actually one of Mayweather's dancers hosting at his club, and that's how I came across her in Vegas. So it was a lot put together with it, but it was just making connections, and you know, had the right people that liked the song and was willing to, you know, help me put it together, you know. Yeah.
So with the video of Love Muscle, will we see that story play out that you told us?
It's a possibility.
Kind of like the
man.
Perfect Stranger.
Yeah, it's a possibility, man. I think a lot of it. I have like so much that I'm building it to. You know, I actually like my follow up single. You know, you guys go to my website, you can hear a sample of my follow-up single, which I was going to kind of go that route with it, because that's actually a more storyboard song, you know, as far as how that went, but I want to kind of play it into After Love Muscle, you know, so, yeah, it's a possibility, man, like, to be honest with you, strongly.
Okay. So, yeah, man, so you got this, and also the website that he's referring to is his website, iamcesaray.com. So you can go there anytime and check out anything that Cesaray. Just stay in tune with the boy. The Perfect Stranger, is that an album that's already released or is this coming up in 2018?
Nice. Yeah, I'm set to release in 2018 right now. Just kind of working on a build. Love must have been doing more than I expected, man. It's crazy. Like, it's been doing more than I expected, so I was gonna I'm kind of just sitting on it for a little bit longer, you know, and not just being in a rush to just rush everything, you know what I mean? So, I don't have a set date yet, but I know it's gonna be 2018, you know, trying to have it around the right time, you know, the best season, and when it makes sense to actually you know, release other albums. So, yeah, until then, you know, we're probably going to have maybe two or three more follow-up singles, you know, and we'll go from there. Definitely, definitely.
There you have it. Around how many songs are you going to choose for the album?
I roughly have probably about 16 songs right now, man, but I'm think I'm going with like 9 just because I'm trying to, I got some more things I'm trying to put in place with it. And like I said, I'm actually just starting off pushing this single and it's been doing more than I expected. You know, my iTunes sales on it, my digital sales, my website views, and it's strictly on the strength of like one song, but it just kind of started to show me that people enjoy this music, you know, strong soulful R&B, you know, especially with the tints of seduction. And that's what I've been kind of getting from everybody, you know, especially with the video, man. This is like some strong soft porn, but I love it. And I was like, yeah, the world full of freaks, man. Like everybody full of freaks, you know, but I'm loving it, man. So I'm just kind of letting it flow, you know, and not trying to jump the guns on nothing. I just kind of want to let it do what it do, you know, and actually let it just boost out more before I over jump it. Because like I said, I feel like all the songs that I have a strong meaning and kind of take you to another level, another place, you know, which Love Must is like the slowest song I have, but it's not the most soulful one, you know, so it's like it's right. A versatile, you know, sound with a lot of it, you know, it might be a trap beat, but you might hear some soulful singing on it. And it's just crazy, you know, so definitely.
Word, bro. So before we get out of here, I want you to hit everybody with anything else you got in motion, anything else you're coming out with, any performances on the horizon, any movies you in. And also hit them with your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, or just the website.
Okay, yeah. Well, right now everything is in the mix. It's just moving. You know, I just everyone just follow the movement. If you can, you know, follow the website. It's I Am Cesare. That's IAMCAESARE.com. That's IAMCAESARE.com. You can follow the Twitter. That's Swanish for you. That's SWANNISH, the number 4, YA. The IG is I Am Ray Swan, you know, which I go by as well. I Am Ray Swan. And the Facebook is I Am Cesare. And everything else is just set up to go, you know, and subscribe to me. Get on my website, subscribe. So everything that come out, you will actually be able to stay in contact with just the whole movement. And definitely, like I said, when the album release, I definitely know this is going to be a classic and definitely one that's waited for. So definitely follow the movement. And I appreciate you all.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. And you have it, Cesare. All right.
Hey.
And once again, brother, I really appreciate you coming aboard. Man, all I got to do is listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's undeniable.
Yeah, man.
Check Cesare all across USA Blog Network this week. You know, he's going to be all across the network. And definitely go to YouTube, go to his website, and check out Love Muscle ASAP. All right? Until then, it's been another dope one on the Dopeness Interview Series, Nothing But the Dopest Artists in the World. Follow us on our websites. All you got to do is type in whatever city you're in, Bangers with a Z. At the end of it, you'll see that website in your city. Or either you can just follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/USA Blog Network. But like I said, we out of here until next time. And shout out to Cesare one more time. We're going to get on out of here.
Yeah, man.
All right, sir.
Based on a true story, inspired by extravagant weekend, and I'm ready. You ready?
Been knowing that the chance is coming in. Phone conversation. Chesare.